Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
But now it is time for one more segment called Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. Rob Greenlee. Rob, what is a secret you can share with our listeners?
I think to really focus on putting out knowledge, putting out what makes you unique in the world and what value you can bring to other people's lives is the secret that I try and focus in a lot.
I agree. That is a really good one. Yeah. Tania Crawford, what is your secret?
I'll share two, one on a business standpoint and one on a personal level. As a business standpoint, don't listen to the noise of what people tell you is possible or not. Just go for it and don't overshare. And then on a personal level, when dating as a high performer woman, it's extremely hard. Try not to think about it in an emotional way in the beginning. Think of it as a logical standpoint and choose the people that you go on a date with almost like a business interview.
Oh, that's good. So Matt Tomeo, what's a secret you can share?
So I'll do two secrets too, one personal, one business. I wouldn't be where I'm at today without my wife, Antonia. I have tunnel vision a lot. I'm that type A guy. I'm focusing on the task at hand. And sometimes I can't see the forest for the trees. So she helps keep me on track. So if you have a partner to help you, you can go so much farther, so much faster. And it's tough. You need someone there, you know, shoulder to cry on. Sometimes you want to give up. And they're like, no, you can't do that. Same thing with her. My wife has Antonia's Promise, which is her business, which is her Christian jewelry line and her podcast. And, you know, I said to myself, she supported me. Why wouldn't I support her? So I don't care what I have to do. We're going to succeed together. Now, on the business side of things, you have to figure out what your customer type is right off the bat. And you have to be able to come up with a bunch of qualifying questions because people love to waste your time. And not everyone is for you. And they're called no questions. Like, would you be against hiring me now? Or is now a bad time to build your service agreement program? Those questions have such power and get people to respond because people are usually polite and sometimes you won't hear from them. So you want to get to the meat and the bones because if you're wasting your time here, you could miss an opportunity here and time is money.
I agree. Richard Gearhart, Gearhart Law.
Expect to make mistakes. Yeah. Got to factor that into the equation. I've been running Gearhart Law for almost 20 years now. And last week, I just realized I made a whole boatload of mistakes that after 20 years, I was just shocked that it happened, but it happens. And, you know, I think as you go along, you get more experience, you make fewer mistakes, and hopefully you don't make the same mistakes over again, but you make new ones. And, you know, part of the entrepreneurial journey is getting yourself out of them.
My secret today is born of what happened yesterday, which I have alluded to. I used a new company, and I had forgotten that we had used another company who I should have called. And last week, I hired them to fix the air conditioning, and they blew me off at the last minute. So my learning from that is if you have something important coming up, use a trusted source. Develop those trusted sources, right? So if I had been using somebody that I had a relationship with or had a service agreement with, this probably would not have happened to me. So if it's something really important, you can go to that trusted person and they will help you usually.
That's great.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our social media maven Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.